请我们翻到哥罗西书。
Let us turn to Colossians.
第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第十一节
，Verse 11，
在此并不分希利尼人、犹太人、受隔离的、未受隔离的、化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
A renewal in which there is no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and freeman, but Christ is all and in all.
我们低头一间简单的祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你再次召聚我们。
Lord, we thank you once again for calling us here.
我们知道是你的旨意，也是你的恩典带我们到这里。
We know that we can come here by your purpose and by your grace.
但愿凡有耳朵都能听见你对我们所说的话。
May all of those who have ears, may we hear your word.
虽然我们是空手的来，靠着你的恩典，我们要饱满的回去。
Even though we come empty-handed, by your grace, we believe we can go fully.
我们真是把晚上这点时间再交在你的手里。
So we commit this evening into your hands.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.我们知道这次大会的主题是基督是一切又在一切之内。
We know that the theme of the conference this year is Christ is all and in all.
那节这句话其实就是刚才我们所读的那节圣经。
And this theme is based on the verse that we just read.
我再把它读一遍，在此并不分希利尼人、犹太人、受隔离的、未受隔离的、化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的。唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
Let me read it once again. A renewal in which there is no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and freeman, but Christ is all and in all.
那基督是一切，又在一切之内，就是刚才那句话的另外一种的翻译。
Christ is all and in all.
那么讲到基督是一切。
When we say that Christ is all,
在这一切里面有一环就是我们的生命。
There is a part in this Christ is all, and that is our life.
所以我们现在来看第三章第四节。
So let us turn to chapter 3, verse 4.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ, who is our life.
我想我们就读这么多就可以了。
So these are the verses for now.
基督是一切，又在一切之内。
Christ is all and in all.
基督是我们的生命，我们的生命也在，我们也在，又在，基督又在，基督的生命之内。
Christ, who is our life, we are in it.
所以我们知道说，在这一切里面有一环就是我们的生命。
We know that part of this all is our life.
今天晚上和礼拜五的晚上，我的责任就是来交通基督是我们的生命。
So tonight and Friday night, my responsibility is to share on this matter of Christ is our life.
我们论到认识基督。
When we know who Christ is,
我想我们一定明白基督是我们的救主。
We understand that Christ is our Savior.
所以我们刚才所唱的诗歌里面讲的他是救主。
So when we sang, the hymn that we just sang, we sang, He is our Savior.
那么在原文，宣信弟兄写这首诗歌，他的原文是他叫我们成圣的那一位。
So when Simpson wrote this hymn, he talked about sanctification, the one who is sanctified.
这个我们也明白。
And we also understand that.
是我们的主叫我们成圣。
Our Lord sanctifies us.
我们本来是罪人。
We were sinners.
有一天我们得救了。
One day we were saved.
因为他是我们的救主。
Because he is our savior.
后来我们能够靠着他能过圣洁的生活。
And through him we can live a sanctified life.
因为他是使我们成圣。
Because he is our sanctifier.
所以 A.B. Simpson 宣信里讲的是他是我们的救主，也讲到他是我们成圣的，使我们成圣的那一位。
So A.B. Simpson mentioned that he's our savior, he's our sanctifier.
他也是大夫。
And he is also the healer.
他当然是最大的医生。
Of course, he is the greatest physician.
我们想到主，我们就想到他是我们的医生。
When we think of our Lord, we think he is our all.
他能医治我们。
We think that he is our physician. He can heal us.
所以我们普通都是想到这一位医生怎样来医治我们。
Many times we think, how does this physician heal us?
而且他也讲到他是君王建国主。
And we also see that he is the glorious Lord and coming King.
所以读圣经的时候，我们也很容易明白基督是我们的君王。
So when we read the Bible, we can remember that he is our glorious King.
所以一点都没有错的。
So undoubtedly,
就像宣信弟兄所写的诗歌一样。
Just like A.B. Simpson wrote,
你若要认识我们的主，
if you are to know our Lord,
他是救主。
He is the Savior.
他是使我们成圣的。
He is the Sanctifier.
他也是我们的大夫。
He is the Healer.
他更是我们的君王。
More importantly, He is our King.
你有没有注意到尼托森弟兄把这首诗歌从英文翻成中文的时候？
Did you notice that when Watchman Nee translated this hymn into Chinese?
他把那个使我们成圣的，他就翻作生命。
So when he translated sanctifier, he said the one who gives life.
我们普通想到生命。
When we think of life,
我们想到我们的主是把生命赐给我们。
We think that the Lord has given us life.
他是生命的源头。
He is the source of life.
他是生命的 author, 他生命的作者。
He is the author of life.
一切都从他那里来的。
All comes from him.
所以我们普通讲的生命。
So when we speak of life,
是基督把生命赐给我们。
It is Christ has given us life.
他是赐给我们生命的那一位。
He is the one who gave us life.
但这里保罗告诉我们说，基督是我们的生命。
But Paul here says that Christ, who is our life,
什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
除了基督之外
，aside from Christ,
没有生命。
There is no life.
因为生命在他里头。
Because life is in him.
所以今天我们所看见的生命都不是生命。
So the life that we see today is not life.
只有在宇宙中只有一个生命是神所承认的。
In the universe, there is only one life that is acknowledged by the Lord.
所有的生命不过是影子就是了。
All other lives are but shadows.
不管是低等的生命，高等的生命。
Whether it be a low life or a high life.
不管是植物的生命，动物的生命。
Whether it be an animal life or plantation life,
或者最高的人的生命
or even the highest life,
这些生命不过是影子。
These are all shadows.
给我们看见宇宙中只有一个生命。
It shows and points to only one life in the universe.
凡有神儿子的就有生命。
All those who have the Son have life.
没有神儿子的就没有生命。
Those who do not have the Son have no life.
这是约翰告诉我们。
This is what John tells us.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到基督是我们的生命的时候
，So brothers and sisters, when we speak of Christ as our life,
当我们讲到我们过一种生活的时候
，When we say we live a type of life,
我们要问这个生命是什么样的生命
？We have to ask what life is this.
我们要问这样的生活是什么样的生活
？What kind of living is this?
我们说有的生活不是人能过的。
Many times we say there's a life that man cannot live.
我们要问这样的生活我们能过吗？
Is this life? Can we live this life?
我们讲到基督的生活。
When we say Christ is our life,
我们基督的生活 Christian.
When we say Christian life,
我们讲的 Christian living, 我们讲的过基督生命。
When we talk about Christian living,
不管是他我是我们的 Christian life 或者 Christian living,
whether it be Christian life or Christian living,
我们要问一个问题。
We have to ask a question.
我们能不能过这样的生活？
Can we live that life?
所以许多时候我们读这一段圣经。
Many times when we read the scripture,
我们好像把神的话改了。
It's as if we changed the Lord's word.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
有的时候我们说基督做我们的生命。
Many times we say Christ becomes our life.
那意思就是什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
意思就是在我们的感觉里面。
So in our own feeling,
我们过一种的生活。
We live a life.
这个生活叫做基督徒的生活。
And this is a Christian life.
所以我们知道，只要做基督徒，我们就应该过这种生活。
And then we know that as a Christian, we need to live that type of life.
所以我们就开始过我们的生活了。
And then we live our life.
但是我们忘记一开始保罗告诉我们基督是我们的生命。
But we forget that from the very beginning, Paul says Christ is our life.
而这个生命就是约翰福音三章十六节那里所说的。
And this life is what is depicted in John 3:16.
神爱世人。
For God so loved the world,
甚至将他独生子赐给他们,
that he gave his only begotten son,
叫一切信他的不至灭亡, 反得永生,
that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
神的儿子在十字架上为我们钉死。
The Son of God was crucified on the cross for our sake.
神的确把他爱子赐给了我们。
God indeed gave us his beloved son.
他第一次爱就爱上了我们。
When he first loved, he loved us.
他第一次给就把他的儿子独生的儿子给了我们。
When he first gave, he gave his beloved son to us.
弟兄姊妹，叫我们不至灭亡。
So that we would not perish.
所以我们知道主耶稣是我们的救主。
So we know that he is our savior.
但下面说反得永生。
But it says, but they would have everlasting life.
什么叫永生？
What is everlasting life?
什么叫永远的生命？
What is eternal life?
所以约翰就在那解释了。
Here John says.
讲到永生。
When he speaks
就讲到我们从出死入生。
He says that we come out of death.
我们本来是灭亡的，现在我们得着永远的生命。
We were to be lost, but now we have life.
那么这个永远的生命 ，eternal life，
this eternal life，
这个生命乃是非受造的生命
，is an uncreated life。
这个生命乃是神的生命
，this eternal life is God's life。
所以在这里我们就看见
，so we see here，
不至灭亡
，to not perish。
主耶稣是我们的救主
，He is our Savior。
反得永生
，to have eternal life。
基督是我们的生命
，Christ is our life，
是我们的生命。
It is our life.
是在我们的生命之外得着了一个永远的生命。
So outside of our own life, we gained an eternal life.
所以这里说基督是我们的生命。
So here it says Christ is our life.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
今天我们活着。
When we live.
不是我们活着。
It's not that we live.
我们活着是靠着我们生命而活着。
We live according to our life.
但是我们所得的永生是神的生命。
But that eternal life is the life of God.
是基督的生命。
It is the life of Christ.
所以现在基督是我们的生命。
So Christ is our life.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是没有基督我们就不能活。
That means if we have no Christ, we cannot live.
所以现在我们要知道说今天没有基督就没有生命。
If there is no Christ, there is no life.
没有神的儿子就没有生命。
If there is no beloved son of God, there is no life.
所以蒙恩得救以后。
So after we are saved,
我们应该怎样活呢？
How do we live?
我们所以能活因为我们得着了永远的生命。
We can live because we have gained eternal life.
那这个生命是什么生命呢？
What life is this?
原来基督就是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
简单的来说，
Simply speaking,
没有基督就没有生命。
No Christ, no life.
除了基督之外，
Outside of Christ,
我们就不可能活着。
It's impossible for
us to live. 你把主拿走了，我们就没有办法活。
If you take Christ away, we cannot live.
所以基督是我们的生命，什么意思呢？
So if Christ is our life, what does that mean?
没有基督，我们就不能活。
No Christ means we cannot live.
有基督我们就能活着。
If we have Christ, then we can live.
所以在前面一节圣经。
So in the prior verse.
因为你们已经死了。
It's because you already died.
你们的生命与基督一同藏在神的里面。
And your life is hidden with Christ in God.
你们已经死了。
It says here, for you have died.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们与基督一同钉十字架。
We have been crucified with Christ.
所以我们这个人已经死了。
We have already died.
我们既然死了，下面怎么说？你们的生命与基督藏在神的里面呢？
But if we have already died, how can it be that it says that your life is hidden with Christ in God?
你们已经死了，你们又活着。
If you're dead, how can you live?
所以你们的生命。
So your life.
那你们怎么活着的呢？
How do you live?
那个秘诀在哪里呢？
Where is that secret?
你们的生命是个什么样的生命呢？
What is your life?
你们活着是怎么活着的呢？
How do you live?
所以下面告诉我们说，
Then it says,
我们原来是与基督一同活着。
We live with Christ.
所以在原文的意思就是说，这个生命，我们的生命乃是与基督一同活着的。
So our life is because we live with Christ.
我们不可不止和基督活在一起。
Not only do we live with him,
而且因着我们和他活在一起。
But because we live with Christ,
结果我们就一同藏在神的里面。
Then we are hidden with Christ in God.
所以当我们一起生活的时候，
So when we live together,
这里不只是基督在这里，
Not only is Christ here,
神也在这里，
God is here as well.
所以这个生命乃是与基督和神一同藏在 神里面的生命。
So this life is a life that is hidden with Christ in God.
所以这个生活是个隐藏的生活。
So this life is a hidden life.
这个生命是藏在神里面的生命。
This life is a life that is hidden in God.
但是问题在这里。
But here's the problem.
就是因为基督在这里，所以我活着。
But because Christ is here, we live.
你把他拿走了，我就不能活着。
Once you take Christ away, we cannot live.
你把他拿走了，就没有你们的生命。
If you take away Christ, you do not have your life.
所以这个生命就是我们的生命。
This life is our life.
下面说是与基督一同活着的生命。
And it says a life that is lived with Christ.
所以这就是保罗试着给我们看见。
So here Paul wants to show us.
如果没有基督，我们就不能活着。
If there is no Christ, we cannot live.
主说我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
The Lord said, I am the vine, you are the branches.
离开我，你们就不能做什么。
If you depart from me, there is nothing you can do.
所以枝子是永远和葡萄树在一起的。
The branch is always associated with the vine.
因为在一起，所有生命。
And because it's together, there is life.
所以那个生命的特点就是在一起的特点。
So that feature of that life is togetherness.
你记得不记得？这里有一个字很重要，在英文叫做 with.
You know, there's a word here that's very important. The word with.
中文就是和它一同。
That is the word with.
就是与基督一同在一起的。
That is with Christ.
所以，如果什么叫生命的话。
If we are to talk about life,
那个生命一定是与基督一同在一起。
That life has to be with Christ.
你知道，在圣经里面，
you know that in the Bible,
有许多人注意到，圣经里面很些重大的真理，
there are many truths in the Bible, great truths,
都和圣灵在希腊文用的介系词有关系。
It has a lot to do with how the Holy Spirit uses prepositions.
比方说，在基督里。
So.For example, in Christ.
基督在我们里。
Christ in us.
我们有很多人告诉我们说。
Many people tell us.
当你要明白保罗所得着的启示。
If you want to understand the revelation of Paul.
其实一句话就可以把它全部包括了。
You can encompass that understanding in one phrase.
不过这句话有两个子句。
But that phrase has two parts.
一个是在基督里。
One is in Christ.
还有一个是基督在我们里。
The other is Christ in us.
简单的来说
Simply speaking,
你要认识保罗他所认识的基督。
If you want to know the Christ that Paul knew,
只有一个介系词就可以把它解决了。
One preposition can define it.
那就是 in 这个字。
And is that word in?
那就是在里面。中文是在里面三个字。
So in Chinese, it's actually three characters.
但是我们知道介词器里介希腊文里面介词就是 in 这个字。
But in the Greek, the preposition is one word in.
在基督里。
In Christ,
在主里面
in the Lord,
圣经里面新约最少用了164次
That's been used at least 164 times in
the Bible. 这就代表保罗对于基督的认识
That represents the Paul's knowledge of the Lord.
意思就是说，保罗所得着的启示
The revelation that Paul received.
你只要用 in 这个字介系词，就把它完全包括在里面
You can encompass all of it with this preposition in.
我觉得最近年轻人常常用一些字。
I see that many young people nowadays use many words.
你注意他们用那个字非常有意思。
If you pay attention to what they say, it's very interesting.
现在他们喜欢用个字就是 in.
One of the words they like to use is in.
什么人是 in, 什么不在 in 里面。
Those who are in and those who are out.
所以你怎么知道谁在里面谁不在里面呢
How do you know if somebody is the in crowd?
如果今天一些年轻人他们拿着手机这就是 in.
If somebody has a smartphone, he's in.
如果这个人更进一步拿着 iPhone, 他更是 in.
Or progressively, if he has an iPhone, he's even more in.
那么除了 iPhone 之外他又拿 iPad, 那更是 in.
And then even more in is if you have an iPad.
所以我的孙女有的时候就是她知道过生日的时候
So when my niece, when she had a birthday,
我们家人过生日的时候
When we celebrate her birthday,
彼此他们送礼物的时候
When she gets presents,
他们总是有的时候送 iPad.
So sometimes she gets an iPad.
有的人送 iPhone.
Someone might send an iPhone.
所以有一天我的孙女就说了
So my niece said one day,
她这回不知道谁要送什么东西
I mean, my granddaughter said,
总是 I something.
It's always I something.
你总要送一些什么 I 才对。
Many times all these gifts begin with the word I.
其实 ice cream 也是 I.
Ice cream also begins with I.
所以现在年轻人讲到什么叫 in 呢
？So when young people say in，
只要你会用这些高科技的东西
，as long as you know how to use these high electronic stuff。
你看现在年轻人忙得很。
Now so many young people are so busy。
现在年轻人两大拇指非常发达的。
And you know that their thumbs are very good.
你看见他们在那玩手机的时候，这个大人赶不上的。
And as they are playing with their devices, adults cannot.
你从来没有想到这个大两个大拇指有那么有用处。
You never thoughtThat these two thumbs were so useful.
但是你用这个大拇指就表示你是 in.
So if you know how to use your thumbs, that means you're in.
你不会用这个就表示你不连
iPhone 都不用。If you don't know how to use your thumbs, it means you don't even know how to use your iPhone.
所以这就是今天年轻人所说的 in.
So young people, to them is in.
你赶不上这个时代，你是 out.
And if you cannot keep up with technology, you're out.
弟兄姊妹，这是很好的解释，很好的比方。
It's a very good example, brother.
给我们看见什么叫 in 呢？
To show us what is in.
凡是在基督里面的都是，凡是属基督都是 in.
All those of Christ are in.
凡是不属基督的都是 out.
All those who are not of Christ are out.
所以很清楚。
So very clearly.
讲到整个保罗所给我们的启示。
So when we speak of Paul's revelation,
讲到圣经里面一个重大的启示。
A very big revelation in the Bible.
讲到基督的时候。
When we speak of Christ,
不光是客观的基督
it is not only an objective Christ,
而且给我们看见说今天我们在基督里
but it shows us that we are in Christ,
基督也在我们里面
and Christ is in us,
在基督里
in Christ,
你看见神给我们一个地位
now we see a position,
这是客观的
that is objective,
但你根据这个地位产生一种生活
but according to that position, we have a life,
结果你看见基督在我们里面
And we see Christ is in us.
所以 in 这个字的的确确能够包括许多圣经里面所给我们的启示。
So the preposition in can encompass much of the revelation in the
Bible. 但是讲到基督是我们的生命。
But when we speak of Christ is our life.
只要基督是我们的生命。
As long as Christ is our life.
我们要问那个生命是什么样的生命。
We have to ask what kind of life is that?
乃是与基督在一起的生命。
It is a life together with Christ.
Life with Christ.
Life with Christ.
所以只要与基督在一起的就是生命。
So if we are with Christ, there is life.
你不与基督在一起就是死的。
If you are not with Christ, it is death.
你与基督在一起就是活的。
If you are with Christ, it is alive.
除了主之外我不能活。
Outside of Christ, we cannot live.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这就是保罗在罗马监狱里面。
This is what Paul, while he was in jail,
有一天主开他的眼睛。
One day the Lord opened his eyes.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
在他许多书信里面
In many of his epistles,
告诉我们基督是我们的救主
He shows us that the Christ is the Savior.
基督是叫我们成圣
That Christ sanctifies us.
基督的确是我们的大夫
Christ is indeed our healer.
基督也的确是我们的君王
And Christ is our King.
所以他说当信主耶稣
And he says, the Lord Jesus.
那我们知道那个时候的 Lord 这个字多半是用在罗马皇帝身上。
We know that that word Lord was used in the emperors of Rome.
那个腓立比的禁足也是罗马人。
The Philippian jailer was also Roman.
所以当保罗传福音给他的时候
So when Paul preached the gospel to him,
他说当信主耶稣。
He says, believe in the Lord Jesus.
现在不是罗马皇帝。
No longer is the emperor.
罗马皇帝不能拯救你。
The emperor of Rome cannot save you.
虽然他们说 Lord Caesar, 虽然他们说主凯撒。
Even though they said Lord Caesar.
但现在你要相信主耶稣。
But now believe in the Lord Jesus.
所以保罗给我们看见基督是君王。
So Paul shows us that Christ is King.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是保罗所得到的启示。
This is the revelation of Paul.
但有一天
But one day.
当他在罗马监狱的时候
While he was in jail.
神开他的眼睛。
God opened his eyes.
当然圣灵老早把这些话启示在他里面。
Of course, those words were revealed a long time in his life.
但当他写信给哥罗西的教会的时候
But when he was writing to the church of Colossae,
他说了一句话。
He said one verse.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ, who is our life.
这句话需要圣灵把它需要圣灵开启我们的眼才可以。
The Holy Spirit needs to open our eyes to see these words.
好多为主说话的人做见证说。
Many of those who speak for the Lord and testify him for can say.
虽然他们讲基督是救主，讲基督是大夫，基督君王，许多久多久了。
Even though they said for many years that Christ is our my Savior, my Sanctifier, my Healer.
讲到基督是我们的生命的时候。
When it speaks that Christ is our life.
我们还是讲到基督把生命赐给我们。
So many times we still still have the concept that Christ has given us life.
我们知道这是基督的生命活在我们里面。
We know that it is the life of Christ that lives in us.
但是保罗是说基督是我们的生命。
But Christ says, but Paul says Christ is our life.
他从这里开始。
He begins here.
然后告诉我们要致死在地上的肢体。
Then he says that we are to consider the members of the body.
No, 致死。
Consider the members.
第五章第五节。
Yeah, consider.
是吗
Yes, consider.
要致死。
Consider. Or put to death?
Yeah,
put to death.
Yeah, 你们要致死你们在地上的肢体。
Put to death the members of your body.
所以人虽然在天上。
Even though man...
但是我们的肢体。虽然与基督一同坐在天上
Even though we are seated in the heavenlies,
但是我们肢体还在地上
But the members are still on the earth.
所以这里给我们看见说在基督是我们的生命
So we see here that Christ is our life.
所以我们就应当致死我们在地上的肢体
So we need to put to death the members of our earthly body.
然后我们要脱去旧人要穿上新人
So we need to put on the new man.
先是生命
First is life.
然后人格 personality.
And then personality.
所以在这里给我们看在旧的在旧的人后面有个旧的生命。
So in the old man, there's an old life.
在新人的后面有个新的生命。
In the new, behind the new man, there's a new life.
然后讲了新人的时候。
So when it speaks of the new life.
英文有一个字原文英文有一个字叫 where, 在中文翻译在此。
In English, it says where.
那因着我们穿上新人。
Because we are now worn this new life.
因着我们与基督一同活着。
And because we live with Christ.
在这个新人，在这个新的生命里面。
And this new life.
不只是新的生命。
Not only is it a new life.
而且是个新人。
But it's a new man.
讲到人，一定讲到 personality.
When you speak of man, you speak of personality.
那不只是生命。
Not only life.
生命长大了。
When the life matures.
结果你看见这里有一个人格。
Now you see a personality.
但他整个的生，整个的人活。活着是根据那个生命的定律来活着的。
But this man lives according to the law of that personality.
所以讲到旧人，讲到新人，还是讲到基督是我们的生命。
So when you speak of old man, when you speak of new man, we speak of Christ as our life.
那么讲到在新人里面，在讲到新人的时候
，So when we speak of the new man,
他说在此
，He says,
并不分希利尼人、犹太人、受隔离的、未受隔离的、化外人、西古提人、为奴的、自主的。
He says a renewal in which there is no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and freeman.
唯有基督是一切又在一切。
But Christ is all and in all.
先是基督是我们的生命。
So Christ first, Christ is our life.
所以等到这个生命长大的时候。
So when this life matures,
你看有个新人是渐渐更新，是如同造他主的形象。
There is a new life that is being renewed to the true knowledge according to the image of
the one who created it. 等到生命长大。
When the life matures,
等到这个新人彰显在人间的时候，在人中间的时候
，When this new life is manifest before man,
这个你知道在这里，就在这里。
So right here,
在原文这个字是很重要的。
It is very, very important.
就在这里。
Right here,
基督是一切
Christ is all.
又在一切之内
and in all.
所以我们就明白了
Now we know,
基督是我们的生命
Christ is our life.
是和基督是一切是紧紧相连的
and it is connected very tightly with Christ is all and in all.
基督是我们的生命
Christ is our life.
达到基督是一切
to arrive at Christ is all.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
当我们读以弗所书跟哥罗西书的时候
when we read Ephesians and Colossians,
你看见在以弗所书给我们看见神永远的旨意
In Ephesians, we see the eternal purpose of God.
到日期满足的时候
And when it comes to the, and the fullness of time,
在天上地上
heaven,
所有的在基督里要同归于一
All in Christ will be one.
这件事怎么达到的呢
How is this reached?
哥罗书就告诉我们说
Colossians tells us
那么要让基督在凡事上居元首
That Christ would be head over all
no, 凡事上 preeminence
that Christ will have the preeminence
在基督在凡事上居首位
So in all he will have preeminence
那么基督怎么在凡事上居首位呢
So how in all things will he have preeminence
那个路在什么地方呢
What is the way
基督是我们的生命
Christ is our life.
从基督是我们的生命。
From him being our life.
你让那个生命成长。
You allow this life to mature.
起头是与基督一同隐藏在神里面。
At the beginning, it is a life hidden in Christ.
等到有一天。
But at one day.
主回来的时候。
When the Lord returns.
我们的主要在要我们的主要显现在荣耀里。
Our Lord is to be revealed in glory.
到那个时候，我们的生命也要显现在荣耀。
And then our life will also be revealed in glory.
所以到那个时候。
Until that day,
你就看见那个生命长到丰满的境地。
You will see that life reaching a fullness.
在整个的过程里面。
And throughout this whole procedure.
你看见是从基督是生命。
From Christ is life.
最后一直达到基督是一切。
Until we reach Christ is all.
等到基督是一切的时候。
When we see Christ is all.
基督就在凡事上居首位。
So that he will be preeminent in all things.
所以整个神旨意的完成是借着教会来完成的。
So the purpose of God is accomplished through the church.
只有在教会里面当基督是元首。
Only when the church has him as head.
只有当我们经历基督是我们的生命。
Only when the church experiences him as our life.
最后从基督是我们的生命就达到基督是一切。
So then from Christ is our life, we can attain to Christ is all.
结果神最后的旨意就达到了。
And then his purpose is accomplished.
所以在以弗所第三章。
So when we read Ephesians chapter 3,
就说到神在基督里所定的旨意。
It talks about the purpose of in Christ.
那就是指着基督，那就指着神，那就指着神，神基督要借着教，要借着教会。
And that Christ through the church
是执政的掌权的得知神百般的智慧。
So that we would, in order that the manifold wisdom of God may be known.
所以在这里给我们看见，一面是讲到神永远的旨意是怎么样完成的。
On one hand, we see how the eternal purpose of God is accomplished.
这是神在他自己里所定的旨意。
This is what God has established in him.
但那个方法在哪里？
But what is the method?
最后神怎么达到他的目的？
How can he reach his purpose?
所以在以弗所第三章讲到神在基督里所定的旨意。
So he talks about the purpose in Christ.
神的旨意是基督。
God's purpose is Christ.
基督的旨意是教会。
And the purpose of Christ is the church.
神的奥秘是基督。
God's mystery is Christ.
基督的奥秘是教会。
And the mystery of Christ is the church.
所以我们如果要明白神的旨意。
If we are to understand his purpose.
那现在我们要问那个路在什么地方。
We have to ask, where is the way?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
保罗给我们看见。
Paul shows us.
基督是我们的生命。
That Christ is our life.
从这里我们一直读下去，一直读到基督是一切。
And we read until all, we arrive at Christ is all.
基督是一切。
When we say Christ is all.
就是告诉我们一切都能彰显基督。
We know we can say that all can manifest Christ.
基督在一切之内。
Christ is in all.
就是一切都能享受基督的同在。
And that is all can have his presence.
Enjoy
his presence.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹。
We thank the Lord.
这句话并不像有人觉得太抽象了。
Many people, it's not that abstract.
普通我们讲的基督是一切又在基一切之内。
Many times when we say, oh, Christ is all and in all.
我们一定想到史伯克弟兄。
Many times we think of Theophilus Sparks.
我们知道好几年以前。
We remember many years ago.
我们知道在台湾有一班的弟兄姊妹。
We know that there is a group of brothers and sisters in Taiwan.
他们非常喜欢史伯克弟兄的东西。
They really love the words of Theophilus Sparks.
所以那个时候他们喜欢喊一个口号。
So they would always have this slogan.
那个口号就是基督是一切。
And it would say, Christ is all.
所以讲来讲去就是基督是一切。
And they would always say, Christ is all.
但是基督是一切，这个道理是不是一切呢？
So is truly Christ is all?
你可以讲这个道理。
You can say it.
这个道理不是一切。
But is it true?
但一个问题就是基督怎么是一切呢？
So the question is, how is Christ all?
所以当我年轻的时候。
When I was young.
当我听见这个口号，我也跟着喊这个口号。
When I heard this,I would always cry out, Christ is all.
因为如果你不喊这个口号，你就不属灵。
Because if you didn't cry this out, you were not
spiritual. 你要表示属灵，表示你懂得属灵的东西，你就要用属灵的字眼。
If you want to show that you're spiritual, you have to use the spiritual terms.
因为这些帮助我们的弟兄们用很大的字。
So this use many big words.
就好像哲学家用很多很大的词一样。
It's just like many philosophers using great terms.
你用很大的词不表示你有那个东西。
So when you use these terms, it doesn't necessarily mean you know what it is.
所以虽然这个口号在我里面很久了。
Even though the slogan was in me many years.
但是我要问主一件事。
But I have to ask the Lord.
在主的话语里面
，In God's word，
到底这件事情怎么行，怎么成功的
？How is this accomplished？
难道你把这句话从哥罗西书里面拿出来
？If you take these words out of Colossians，
然后你说我一天到晚讲基督是一切
，If I were to say day in and day out Christ is all，
那么基督就是一切吗
？Is then Christ truly all？
所以感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
这一次当我们再一同来看这个题目的时候
When we see this theme, review this theme once again.
我的责任是根据保罗的话
My responsibility is according to Paul.
就是我们应当怎样从基督是我们的生命开始
How do we begin from Christ is our life?
不是基督给我们生命
It's not that Christ gave us
那是基督是我们的生命
But it is Christ is our life.
如果你得着这个秘诀
If you gain the secret
你就得着基督是一切的秘诀
Then you will gain the secret of Christ is all.
你如果光把那句话抽出来的话
If you are just to extricate that
phrase 你怎么解释它有相当多的危险在哪里
There could be a danger when you interpret that
我们知道当保罗讲这句话的时候
When Paul said these words
他是把它放在一定的架构底下
He put it under a structure
所以在这里给我们一点都不错
Undoubtedly
第一章给我们看见基督在凡事上应当应该居首位
And he, in chapter 1 it shows that he is preeminent overall
然后到第三章给我们那个路到底在哪里
And in chapter 3 we see the way
那就是基督是一切
And that is Christ is all
弟兄姊妹我们可以把这件事讲得很高很大
We can speak and make this a big fluffy words
但是我里面有个负担
But I have a burden
但愿这一次我们每一个人都能明白这句话
May we all truly understand this phrase this time
也许基督世界还不明白
Maybe you don't understand Christ is all.
但有一件事你能明白。
But one thing you can understand.
今天我们活着。
Today we live.
是因为基督的缘故。
Is because of Christ.
没有基督就没有我们。
No Christ, there is no us.
我们已经死了。
We've already died.
所以现在这个生命是和他在一起的生命。
So this life is a life with Christ.
那么我们知道保罗写哥罗西书的时候也是他写也是他写这个以弗所书的时候。
We know that when he wrote the epistle to the Colossians,he also wrote Ephesians.
我们知道保罗一共写了四组，一共写了十三封的书信。
We know that Paul wrote 13 epistles.
保罗属灵的一生大概是33年。
His whole life was about 33 years.
属灵的一生。
His spiritual life was 33 years.
从他得救到寻道大概是33年。
From his when he was saved until his martyrdom, 33 years.
这33年刚好可以分作3个11年。
And then these 33 years can be divided into 3 11 years.
第一个十一年，第二个十一年，第三个十。
The first 11, the second 11, the third 11.
因为保罗说
，Because Paul said,
现在活着的不再是我。
It is no longer I who live.
乃是基督在我们里面活着。
But Christ lives in me.
所以你看见保罗一生乃是根据基督的模式而活的。
So he lived according to the mode of Christ.
我们的主在地上30年隐藏在神的面前。
Our Lord was hidden before God on this earth for 30 years.
保罗第一个11年也是隐藏在神的面前。
Paul's first cycle was also living hidden before God.
是后来巴拿巴把他找出来的。
It is only when Barnabas found him.
然后我们的主在地上，当他隐藏30年以后，他就结果累累。
And when our Lord was on earth, after 30 years, he bore much fruit.
你就做头30年来说
，If you were to speak of the first 30 years,
你看见基督的生命怎样隐藏在神面前
，You can see how the life of Christ was hidden before God.
他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽
，He was like a tender shoot before.
像根处于干地
，Like a root on parched ground.
这是我们的主的生命，当初在地上怎么活的。
This is the life of Christ, how he lived on this earth.
等到神把生命的水坝拿走了以后
So when God took away the dam of life, the water
你看那个生命的活水就涌流出来
That water of ever living water flowed out.
你想看30年之久，那个隐藏的生命所积蓄出来的生命有多丰富
So you can see how rich that life was that was poured out.
结果三年之久。
And within 3 years,
我们的主无论到什么地方都结果累累。
No matter where our Lord went, he bore much fruit.
不管生命的活水到哪里
，No matter where the waters of living water,
生命就到哪里。
That is where life went.
所以就做神的托付，就他的工作来说
，As to his work,
3年以后，你看见天上有声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦。
”After 3 years, the heavens spoke out and said, "This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased."
在隐藏了30年最末了。
At the very end of the 30 years that were hidden,
天上有声音说：“这是我的爱子。”
From heavens, it says, "This is my beloved son."
就做 基督的生命来说
，as to the life of Christ，
天满意了
，the heavens were satisfied。
所以天上有声音说，这是我的爱子。
So there was a voice from heaven that said, "This is my beloved."
就着主在地上三年的工作来说
，as to the work for 3 years on earth，
天又满意了
，the heaven was again satisfied。
他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦。
This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased.
所以当他显在人面前的时候
So when he was manifest before man,
他是把生命的活水带到众人的面前
He brought the living waters before man.
我们主到哪里天堂就在哪里
Wherever our Lord went, that is where heaven was.
所以那三年是主结果累累的三十年
So those 3+ years is where he bore much fruit.
保罗也是这样
Paul the same.
当他经过第二个十一年的时候
When he went through the second cycle of
11 years, 你看见说神大发他出去
God sent him out.
他有三次的环游不道
So he had 3 journeys,
missionary
journeys.
所以到处他把基督的活水带到各地
All over were the living waters being spread.
这是第二个十一年
That was the second 11 years.
到了第二个十一年最末了的时候
And at the end of that second cycle,
他写了四卷的书
He wrote 4 epistles.
罗马书
Romans,
加拉太书
Galatians,
临前跟临后
Corinthians, first and second Corinthians.
到了第二个十一年末了的时候
And at the end of the second 11 years,
保罗的生命到了高峰
His life reached an apex.
保罗的工作和职事到了高峰
And his work, his ministry reached an apex.
保罗的启示也到了高峰
Paul's revelation reached an apex as well.
就在那个时候
And it was at that time.
我们知道忽然间他两只手就被监禁
We know that suddenly his 2 hands were handcuffed.
所以最后十一年他就活在十字架的阴影底下
So his last 11 years he lived under the shadow of the cross.
他说现在活着不再是我乃是基督在我里面
He says it is no longer I who live but Christ lives in me.
基督当初在地上怎么生活现在保罗在地上也是怎么生活
How Christ lived on earth is how Paul also lived on earth.
所以刚开始的时候
So from the very beginning
你看见他隐藏生命隐藏在神面前
You see a hidden life before God.
他是生命与基督和神一同藏在神的里面
His life in Christ was hidden with God.
结果现在他出去结果子的时候
And now when he went out to bear fruit.
你看见到处结果累累
And he harvested much.
但是等到第三个十一年的时候
But on the third 11 years.
你看见保罗一直是走在十字架的阴影底下
He walked under the shadow of the cross
就好像我们的主最后半年一样
Just like our Lord in his last
他本来可以从黑门可以从变化山上升到天上去
He could have ascended to heaven from the Mount of Transfiguration
他没有升上去
But he did not
他为着你和我的缘故
For you and for me
他从黑门山一直从变化山一直走到哥哥他山
He walked from the Mount of Transfiguration to Golgotha
最后为我们钉在十字架上
And then he was crucified for our sins
最后这180天
And at the last 180 days,
他告诉门徒们说
he told the disciples,
我们上耶路撒冷去
Let us go up to Jerusalem.
在他们上耶路撒冷以前
And before going up to Jerusalem,
主不止把基督不止把神不止把基督启示给门徒们
God not only revealed Christ to the disciples,
我们的主也把教会启示给他
But our Lord also revealed the church to them.
不只是教会
Not only the church,
十字架
but the cross.
也讲到国度
and the kingdom.
所以现在你看见最后半年
So this last half year
门徒们跟随着主走一条路
The disciples followed in the way of the Lord
那条路只有路加福音第九章到第十几章讲得非常清楚
And only in Luke chapter 9 and beyond do you see that way very clearly
那是四福音里面唯一讲一段道路就等于今天我们说的十字架的道路
And it is the only place in the Gospels that you see that way of the cross.
所以我们知道这是保罗的一生。
Here we see this is the life of Paul.
大概分成三个十一年。
And you can see that his life is divided in 3 parts.
第一个十一年好像他的孩童时期。
The first 11 is just like when he was an infant.
第二个十一年好像他的少年期。
The second 11 as well as a youth.
第三个十一年好像他的成年期。
And then the last 11 as an adult.
不只是结果子
Not only has gained
而结果子更多
but gained much fruit.
然后最后是结果果子累累
and then multiple
so fruit, more fruit, and much fruit.
Fruit, more fruit, much fruit.
所以圣经里讲到生命要长出麦子要长出穗来
So when it talks about that grain coming
先长苗
you first have the head
苗
the shoot
然后呢就长穗这穗子
and then you have the wheat
然后呢穗上就长了丰满的籽粒
and then you have
丰满的籽粒，就是那些
you have the grain.
所以从你看见从一个阶段到另外一个的阶段，另外一个阶段生命就长大了。
So from one section to the other to the other, you see maturity.
所以约翰一书也告诉我们。
So we also see in 1 John.
你看，当当你注意到生命成长的情形的时候
，when you see that this life has matured.
你看有小子们。
You see
children.
然后呢，
你看见有少年。
And then you see the youth.
然后你看有父老们。
And then you have the elderly.
所以当你看见保罗生命成长的时候
，So when you see Paul's life grow,
你可以看见保罗生命是怎么开始的。
You can see how his life began.
然后这个生命怎么长大的。
And how this life matures.
那么到了他第二段。
And his second cycle.
就是第二个阶段的最中间的时候。
So in the middle of his second 11 years,
他就写了帖撒罗尼前书跟后书。
He wrote First and Second Thessalonians.
这是第一组的书信。
This is the first set of epistles.
那个时候教会才诞生没有几个月。
The church had only been born several months.
对于一个刚刚诞生的教会。
For a newborn church.
对于一个幼嫩的生命。
For a tender life.
你要怎么来帮助他？
How do you help
him? 所以在那两封书信里面。
So in those two epistles,
保罗告诉我们，他像父亲一样，也像母亲一样。
Paul said, "I am like a father, like a mother."
他没有把这个教，他没有把黑板在教室里面黑板搬到摇篮的旁边去。
He did not bring the blackboard in front of the cradle.
所以他现在把他在他经过受所学的来告诉他们。
But he taught them what he had learned.
所以当我们读到帖撒罗尼前书跟后书的时候
So when we speak of 1st and 2nd Thessalonians
你不知不觉能够稍微知道一点保罗当他经过第一个十一年的时候他学了什么样的功课
You can subtly see what he learned in his first 11 years.
然后过了五年
Then 5 years
我再说刚才所说第二个十一年中间
So let me just repeat. In the middle of the second 11 years,
那个大概是主后52年、53年的时候。
About 52, 53 AD.
那下面就很容易记了。
So now it's very easy to remember.
过了五年以后
，5 years later,
他写了第二组的书信。
He wrote the second set.
那就是罗马书、加拉太书、临前跟临后。
Romans, Galatians, First and Second Corinthians.
那么这个时候呢，因为罗马的教会。
And here, the Roman Church,
哥林多的教会
the Church in Corinth,
还有加拉太的众教会
and the Church in Galatia,
他们慢慢已经进入到少年期
They have entered into their youth.
现在因为保罗已经走过了这一段路
and as Paul has already walked this way,
所以他现在能够把他所学的能告诉他们
and he can tell them what he has learned.
所以这就是保罗所经过，所以这就是第二组的书信
So this is the second set of a.
再过五年。
Five years later,
那就是现在我们所读的哥罗西书、以弗所书，还有腓立比书，还有腓利门书。
We see Colossians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Philemon.
所以这就是现在保罗说，基督是我们的生命。
So here we see Paul says Christ is our life.
现在你看见不止保罗长大了。
Not only has Paul matured,
他也得着启示。
He's also gained revelation.
谁也给他话能发表那些启示。
And God has given him words to be able to express that revelation.
有的光他老早看见了。
He saw that much light before.
但那个时候他没有话。
But at that time he had no words.
所以现在他在监狱里面，主不只给他光，主也给他话。
So now in prison, not only did the Lord give him light, the Lord gave him words.
所以保罗用很准确的话来告诉我们，基督是我们的生命。
So Paul with very accurate words tells us Christ is our life.
所以等到保罗写这个书信的时候
So when Paul wrote this
刚好是保罗他第三个阶段最中间的时候
So it was right in the middle of his third 11 years
你知道说以弗所教会慢慢成熟了
You see that the church in Ephesus is mature
哥罗西教会也如此
The church in Colossae
腓立比教会也如此
The church in Philippi the same
你记不记得有一次主对门徒们说
Do you remember when the Lord spoke to the disciples
有的话我不能对你们说
He says there are words that I cannot speak to
因为你们担当不起
Because you cannot bear it up
你们生命够不到那里
Your life is not attained to that
你只是婴孩你最多只能一公斤的东西
You are but an infant You can only hold 2 pounds
现在只有你十八岁的时候现在你可以担当一点的东西
And only when you're 18 maybe you can bear something
我们知道以弗所书哥罗西书是全本圣经启示最高的两
本 We know that Ephesians and Colossians is where the revelation is the highest
就证明说教会慢慢成熟了
It shows that the church is slowly maturing
现在这些话不会把它压垮了
So no, these words will not crush them
主耶稣是我们的救主 大家都明白。
The Lord is our Savior. Everybody knows.
不可能把人压垮的。
It will not crush you.
但如果你讲基督是一切
，But if you say Christ is all，
有的人我不明白。
Somebody will say I don't understand.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers,
现在你看见吗？到了时候
，When the time arrives，
神就把这些话就给了保罗。
God gave these words to Paul.
所以在这个时候。因着要帮助那些已经渐渐成熟的教会
to help those churches that are maturing,
同样讲生命
even though he's talking about life,
现在保罗完全根据神的旨意来讲那个生命
yet according to God's will, Paul can speak of that life
然后再过五年
and then 5 years later,
那就是保罗殉道以前
and right before he was martyred,
那就是三本提子书提摩太前书后书还有提多书
And then it talks about, he wrote Timothy, 1st and 2nd Timothy and Titus.
所以我们知道说大概什么时候保罗写了这些书信。
So we know when, about when he wrote these epistles.
所以讲到哥罗西的时候。
When we speak of Colossians.
我们不能不讲到以弗所。
We cannot not mention Ephesians.
我们如果要知道什么是基督是我们的生命。
If we want to know what it means that Christ is our life.
那个解释不止在哥罗西书里面也在以弗所书里面。
That explanation is not only in Colossians, but it's also in Ephesians.
因为那个时候。我们知道说以弗所书哥罗西书跟腓利门书几乎是同一个时候写的
We know that Colossians, Ephesians, Philemon were written at the same time
然后人就带到以弗所带到哥罗西
And then from Ephesus it was brought into Colossae
所以我们知道说在那个时候保罗在监狱里面
When Paul was in prison
主就给他看见特别讲到基督是我们的生命
The Lord showed him that Christ is our life
那么讲到基督是我们的生命
When we speak of Christ as our Lord,
我们回到哥罗西第三章。
When we go back to Colossians 3,
第三节说
，verse 3 says,
因为你们已经死了
，for you have died,
你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面
，and your life is hidden with Christ.
那现在我们要问基督在哪里
？Now we have to ask, where is Christ?
第一节很清楚告诉我们
，first verse
所以你们若与真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事。
Verse 1, if then you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above.
那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
所以今天我们的生命乃是与基督一同藏在神里面。
So today our life is hidden with Christ in God.
因为基督在天上。
Because Christ is in heaven.
所以你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
So think of the things, seek of the things above, not on earth.
今天我们隐藏的生活。
The life that is hidden.
神把我们藏在哪里呢
？Where does He hide us?
神把我们藏在基督那里。
He hides us in Christ.
但是基督是坐在神的右边。
But Christ is seated at the right hand.
那现在我们来看以弗所书。
Now let us turn to Ephesians.
你看以弗所书是怎么说的
？What does Ephesians say?
第十九节。
Chapter 1, verse 19.
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。第一章，对不起，第一章第十九节。
Chapter 1, verse 19.
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
And what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe?
就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places.
现在我们知道我们的生命怎么被隐藏了。
Now we know how our life is hidden.
叫基督在天上坐在自己的右边。
That Christ is seated at the right hand, seated in the heavens.
那我们说过。
We said.
基督，我们的生命乃是与基督在一起的生命。
Our life is a life with Christ.
那现在怎么在一起的？
How is it with Christ?
那有两节是我们知道有两节圣经可是最重要的。
We know there are two very important verses.
那就是以弗所书第二章。
We know chapter two, Ephesians chapter 2.
第五节。
Verse 5.
当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
Even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ.
这是我们得救说的。
This is as to our salvation.
所以说你们得救是本乎恩。
So it says, by grace you have been saved.
我们与基督一同活过来。
We are made alive with Christ.
这是我们生命的开始。
That is the beginning of our life.
第六节。
Verse 6.
当在生命成长的过程的时候。
Through the maturing of that life.
我们不只经历我们得救了。
Not only do we experience salvation.
我们不只经历生命是那么一点点。
Not only do we experience that little life.
而且我们所得的是更丰盛的生命。
But we have more life more abundant.
你怎么解释更丰盛的生命呢？
How do you explain life more abundant?
这个生命是怎样的生命呢？
What kind of life is that life?
因为基督是我们的生命。
Because Christ is our life.
所以你知道这个性质是什么样的性质？
Do you know what nature that is?
你要解释我们的生命什么样的生命？
How do you explain our life?
你要问说基督是什么样？基督是怎么一回事？
You have to ask, what is Christ?
所以我们看见说下面怎么说呢？第六节。
What does it say in verse 6?
他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活。
And raised us up with him.
一同坐在天上。
And seated us with him in the heavenly places.
所以一面说到那个生命是复活的生命。
On one hand, we see that this life is a resurrection.
另外一个生命乃是升天的生命，或者是掌权的生命。
It's also an ascending life.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个叫做与主一起的一起的生命。
And that is a life with Christ.
所以讲到这个生命。
When we speak of this life,
我们一定要讲到与基督一同活过来。
We need to speak to live with Christ.
我们要讲到与基督一同复活。
We need to speak to be resurrected with Christ.
我们更要讲到与基督一同坐在天上。
Even more importantly, we need to speak of being seated with Christ in the heavens.
这个就是我们生命的内容。
This is the center of our life.
讲到生命活，讲到我们的生命。
When we speak of our life,
乃是活过来。
That is to be alive.
但活过来是与基督一同活过来。
But to be made alive is to be made alive in Christ.
如果不是圣灵把我们的灵点活了，我们不可能活过来。
If the Holy Spirit did not ignite us, we would not be alive.
感谢主，当你接受耶稣基督那一刻
，At the time you accepted Jesus Christ,
圣灵就重生了我们。
The Holy Spirit rebirthed you.
我们就活过来了。
And we made alive.
我们就得救了。
We were saved.
所以保罗说，你们得救就是本乎恩。
So Paul says, you have been, by grace you have been saved.
现在你上天堂不？下地狱了。
No longer will you go to hell, you will go to heaven.
所以很多人认为生命就是这么多了。
So many people think that's it, life is that.
这不知灭亡得的永生就指着我永远不死来说的。
I am not perishing, I have eternal life.
指着我将来上天堂来说的。
I will go to heaven.
他从来没有想到这个永生指着今天来说的。
The person never thought that it has to do with today.
不错，永生是将来要用的。
Yes, eternal life is to be used in the future.
但是永生是从今天开始的。
But eternal life begins today.
所以弟兄姊妹，因着这个缘故。这个生命要长大的。
So for this reason, this life needs to mature.
你怎么知道生命怎么长大的？
How does this life mature?
生命长大的过程是怎么样？
What is the process?
什么叫做生命长大？
What does it mean for the life to mature?
是不是你知识多了就长大了？
Does it mean you have more knowledge? That's why you grow?
是不是你为主劳苦多了就长大了？
Or is it because you labored much for Christ, therefore you grow?
那是你的生命。
No, that is your life.
如果基督是我们的生命的话，
If Christ is our life,
那个是一定一起的。那一定是在一起的。
It has to be with him.
你和他一起活过来。
You live with him.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你是基督徒，我也是基督徒。
You're a Christian, I'm a Christian.
但是现在问题在这里。
But here's the problem.
我们怎么长大呢？
How do we grow?
最后怎么变成基督是一切呢？
How does it end up with Christ as all?
所以你看见你要问说，这个是基督是怎么活的？
You need to ask, how did Christ live?
保罗说，不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
Paul says, it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
所以现在你要过生活。
Now you need to live a life.
你要问一个问题。
You have to ask a question.
是谁过那个生活？
Who is living that life?
那个生活是基督的生活。
That life is the life of Christ.
只有基督的生命能过基督的生活。
Only the life of Christ can live the life of Christ.
我们讲我们整个生活的过程。
When we talk about the whole process of our life.
从诞生开始。
From our birth.
到长大。
Until we grow.
到成熟。
Until we mature.
一点都不错的。
No doubt.
这好像是我们的生命。
That's our life.
所以当我们读奥秘派的东西的时候。
When we read things about the mystics.
所以我们希望有一天慢慢的。
We feel we want to grow up.
我们希望能像甘云夫人那样的属灵。
We want to be like a spiritual as Madame Guillaume.
我们觉得这个就叫做长大了。
And we say this is maturity.
但是不知不觉是我们在这里过生活。
But it ends up we are the ones living.
我们在这里背十字架。
We are the ones bearing the
cross. 我们在这里过圣洁的生活。
We are the living a sanctified life.
弟兄姊妹，迟早有一天你要看见。
Sooner or later you'll
know. 这个生命从诞生到长大到长成。
This life from birth to growing up to maturity.
是有三个过程的，不错。
Yes. yes, there are three stages.
但是问题，你怎么知道你长大了？
But how do you know you've matured?
我记得年轻的时候，
I remember when I was
young. 有人告诉我们说，基督生命啊，长大有四个层次
，four planes. So there are when I was growing up, they were telling me that there were four planes of growing up.
然后你到了某一个阶层，你就怎样怎样怎样。
And when you reach each different plane, that this thing would happen.
所以我们就学会了。
So we learned.
学会了以后呢，我们就拿了一把尺去量别人。
So we would actually we learned all of this, and then we would take a ruler to measure other people.
你看这个地方在第四层。
Oh, we could say, oh, this person has reached the fourth plane.
我现在还在第二层。
I've only reached the second plane.
那过了几天以后，我可能就第三层。
And maybe a couple days from now, I'll reach the third plane.
好像下棋好几段一样。现在我不过一段到了多数，又就变成九段。
It's like playing chess.
所以在这里给我们看见，我们感觉，我们以为这样就叫长大。
So we see that this means we have grown up.
这都是我们的模式。
This is all the, our mode.
但是保罗告诉我们这个生命怎么长大的。
But Paul shows us how this life grows.
第一，要与基督一同活过来，不能一个人活过来不行。
First, you need to live with Christ. You can't live alone.
是圣灵把我们点活的。
It is the Holy Spirit that ignites.
圣灵就住在我们里面。
He abides in us.
现在你要离开他都不行。
You can't leave him.
所以你一天到晚就是和他在一起。
So you need to be with him all day long.
基督住在圣灵里。
基督。
基督在圣灵里。
Christ in our life.
No, 基督在圣灵里。
Oh, Christ in the Spirit.
神在基督里。
God is in Christ.
所以你看见基督圣灵又在我们里面。
And we see the Holy Spirit is in us.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是我们的生命。
We see that this is our life.
我们的生命永远不可能是单独的生命。
Our life is never a single life.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这个生命不是我们的。不是我们的
This life is not our
但又是我们的
But it is ours at the same time
不是我们的因为我们已经死了
It's not ours because we've already died
我们与基督一同活着
And we are live with Christ
但你讲到我们的生命的时候
But when you speak of our life
那一定是与基督一同复活的生命
It is a life that lives with the resurrection
不是我们的生命
It is not our own life
是永远的生命
It is an eternal life
然后呢你看见不止与基督一同复活
Not only do we resurrect with the
Lord 也与基督一同坐在天上
But we are seated with Christ in the heavens
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹
Thank the Lord, brother and
sister. 当你看见这幅图画的时候
When you see this picture,
你就知道说基督是我们的生命
You know that Christ is our life
乃是指着什么呢乃是指着我们与基督在一起的生命
It points to the life that we live with Christ
所以非常有意思
So it's very interesting
当他写帖撒罗尼迦前后书的时候
When Paul wrote 1st and 2nd Thessalonians
保罗告诉我们怎么活着
Paul taught us how to live.
我们好不好来看一下《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章。
So let us turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Chapter 5, verse 9.
因为神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们借着我们主耶稣基督得救。
For God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.
他替我们死。
He died for us.
你看，他是我们的救主。
You see, he's our Savior.
叫我们无论醒着睡着，都与他同活。
That whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him.
你看见现在保罗为着帮助幼嫩的基督徒。
So to help these tender Christians,
为着刚刚生下来的教会
this church that was just born,
那保罗告诉他们应该怎样活
Paul teaches them how to live.
因为我们与基督一同活过来
But because we live with Christ.
所以现在你看见说我们今天无论醒着睡着都要与他同活
Whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together.
所以那个秘诀还是 with 那个字
So the secret here is still in that word with.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, brothers.
当我们蒙恩得救以后
，After we have been saved by grace，
你看见说这个生命不是我们的生命。
You see, this life is not our life.
所以你没办法效法他。
You cannot imitate it.
我们家有一个人叫 Thomas Kempis， 他写了一本书叫做《效法基督》。
We know that Thomas
Kempis.
Kempis wrote a book imitating Christ.
你讲这本书是很好的书。
You know this is a very good book.
但这本书有个先决的条件。
But there is one condition.
你必须先有那个条件，你才有可能读这本书。
There is one condition that you must have to be able to read that book.
那个条件就是基督是我们的生命。
And that condition is Christ is our life.
因为只有基督能过基督的生活。
Because only Christ can live the life.
你要我们过基督的生活是办不到的。
If you want us to live the Christ of life of Christ, it's impossible.
我曾经在一个动物园里面看见猴子吃西餐。
One time, I actually saw in the zoo a monkey eating a Western meal.
因为这个是一个 show, 是个 show.
And it was actually a show in the zoo.
那它不光会吃西餐，还会读书。
Not only could the monkey eat a meal, it could also read a book.
它不光读，而且一页页翻，而且嘴巴还念来念去的。
And as he was reading the book, he could flip the pages and he was mouthing the words.
后来我才知道说，原来人把那些 peanut 那个花生的放在页数里面。
Well, actually, I found out later that people would put peanuts between the pages.
他不是要读书，他要吃那个花生。
So he wasn't reading; he wanted to eat the peanuts.
所以拿来就吃了，嘴巴里吃，再翻又在嘴巴里吃。
So he pick up the peanut, flip the page, and he'd eat it.
所以你看，他一面在翻书。
So he's flipping the page.
一面你看见他在，一面你看见他念念有词，还很有心得的样子。
And he is actually reading the book as if he's enjoying it.
我们叫是猴子学人过生活，是不是
？We see that. The monkey is trying to live a life of man.
你看见很多今天做基督徒就这样做基督徒。
You know that many Christians are like that today.
我们什么外面都对的。
Outwardly, everything is correct.
但是问题是，那个生命是什么生命
？But we have to ask, what is the life?
我们想用我们的生命
，if we want to use our own life,
来过那个生活
，to live that life.
难怪我们常常办不到。
No wonder we don't reach it.
难怪我们失败。
No wonder we fail.
所以弟兄姊妹
，the brothers,
我们要记得一件事。
We have to remember one thing.
因为人堕落犯罪，吃了善恶树的果子。
Because man failed and ate of the forbidden fruit.
吃了果子那天必定死。
And the day he ate of that fruit, indeed,
so Jesus 为我们钉在十字架上。
So Jesus died for us on the cross.
他要解决我们人堕落以后所有的情形。
He wants to solve all the situations after we fail.
但是你要记得
，But remember,
那个生命树和知识善恶树在园子当中的。
The tree of the knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life were in the center of the garden.
而且是约翰福音告诉我们，主耶稣。是在园中为我们钉十字架。
And it was John who tells us that our Lord was crucified in the garden.
是彼得告诉我们。
It is Peter who told us.
是主耶稣为我们挂在树上。
That it was the Lord who was hung for us on the tree.
所以我们知道在园子当中有一棵树。
So we know in the middle of the garden there's a tree.
当我们的主为我们钉十字架的时候。
When our Lord was crucified for us.
对他来讲是咒诅。
For us, for him, it was a curse.
对我们来讲乃是生命。
But for us,It was life.
所以当我们与基督一同活过来的时候
So when we live with Christ
我们就得着生命树的生命
We have gained that life of the tree of life
但是不要忘记
But don't forget
生命在他里头
The life is in him
有了神的儿子就有生命
If we have the Son of God we have life
所以那个生命在我们里面乃是基督的生命
So that life in us is the life of Christ
所以感谢主
Thank the Lord.
现在我们知道，我们今天醒着、睡着，我们都是与他同活。
So today, thank the Lord, whether we are awake or we are sleeping, we live with Him.
但是等到保罗进到第二个阶段的时候
，But when Paul entered his second
letter, 等到他写这个加拉太书的时候
，When he wrote Galatians,
你看他有一句话
，He had
加拉太书
Galatians,
第二章
，Chapter two,
第二十节。我已经与基督二章二十节，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
你明白吗？等到你后来读到哥罗西书的时候
，Do you understand when you then read Colossians?
你们死了。
You have died.
你们的生命乃是与基督一同藏在神里面。
And your life is hidden in Christ, with Christ.
你们死了，怎么又说你们是活的
？If you are dead, how can you say?
为什么说你们的生命
？Because it says your life.
因为保罗说，我已与基督同钉十字架，所以我死了。
And Paul says, I've been crucified with Christ, therefore I'm dead.
那现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗
Do you understand?
不是我在那里过那个生活。
It is not I who am doing that living.
是基督在我们里面活着。
But it is Christ living in me.
这个叫做基督是我们的生命。
That is Christ is our life.
还有保罗还有一句话，我活着就是基督。
And also he said, for me to live is Christ.
基督 是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
你把刚才所读的四节的圣经放在一起。
If you put all these four verses together.
保罗实在是讲一件事情。
Paul is speaking of one thing.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
你记得在帖撒罗尼迦前书说基督替我们死了。
Do you remember in 1 Thessalonians, it says that the Lord died for us.
所以我们无论如何要与他同活。
So we are to live with him.
现在我们是靠着生命树的生命，基督生命而活。
So we live according to the life of the tree of life.
但是现在不止，等到我们真的在长大了。
But when we further mature.
现在你更清楚了。
Clearly we see.
不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
什么叫基督是我们的生命呢？
What does it mean that Christ is our life?
那就是基督在里面替我们活。
Christ is living in us for us.
基督在2000年为我们死，替我们死在十字架上。
Christ died for us 2000 years ago.
那是太好的消息了。
That was good news.
那是福音。
That is the gospel.
因着基督替我们死，所以我们不必死了。
Because Christ died for us, we don't need to die.
现在还有一个很重要的福音。
But now another gospel.
基督今天在我们里面替我们活。
Christ lives for us.
所以我们就不必再活了。
So we no longer need to live.
许多时候我们觉得我们要忍耐。
So many times we feel we need that
patience. 我们要温柔。
We need to be
我们要谦卑。
We need to humble ourselves.
温柔的很辛苦。
It's so difficult.
忍耐的很辛苦。
Difficult to be patient.
有的姊妹忍耐出胃病来了。
Many sisters are so patient they get an ulcer.
从前是罪恶的重担。
Before it was the burden of sin.
现在是圣洁的重担。
Now it's the burden of being holy.
迟早有一天你要看见。
So sooner or later.
猴子吃西餐是个表演。
When a monkey eats a meal, it's
今天我们忍耐也是表演。
But when we are patient today, we are also just acting.
表演到一个地方，我们都表演病出来了。
And when we act until we are sick.
弟兄姊妹，秘诀在哪里？
Where's the secret?
让基督在我们里面活。
Allow Christ to live in us.
如果基督在我们里面活，
if we allow him to live in us,
我们就不必再活了。
We don't need to live.
这不是好，这是不是大好的信息？
Isn't this a great news?
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这个生命是复活的生命。
This life is a resurrected life.
什么叫复活的生命？
What is a resurrected life?
就是我已经死了。
It is I've already died.
现在那个生命乃是基督的生命。
That life is the life of Christ.
只有他那个活，
only he can live.
只有他那个忍耐，
only he can have patience.
只有他那个谦卑，
only he can be humble.
那如果现在真的谦卑忍耐活出来的话，
and when that humility and when that love is lived out,
那是基督的谦卑。
It is the humility of Christ.
那是基督的忍耐。
It is the patience of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，当人家看见基督的谦卑、基督的忍耐和基督的温柔，
when we see his tenderness, his humility, and his patience,
人就看见基督的一切。
When man sees that, man sees all of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
但愿主开我们的眼睛，
may the Lord open our eyes,
给我们看见我们生命的成长是怎么成长的。
Shows us how we mature.
我们完全是根据基督的度量来成长。
We mature according to his measurement.
我们是以他的历史做我们的历史。
His history is our history.
没有他的故事就没有我们的故事。
If not his story, then we don't have
story. 没有他就没有我们的经历。
If we don't have him, we don't have our experience.
你不可能和他分开的。
You cannot be separate from him.
离开他，我们就不能做什么。
If we're separate from him, we can do nothing.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
今天晚上我要告诉你们这个很好的消息。
Tonight, I want to tell you some very good news.
你不止不必死了。
No longer do you have to not die.
感谢主，因为主为你死了。
Because the Lord has died for you.
所以你同他活。
And you live with him.
但你怎么活呢？
But how do you live?
感谢主，不是你自己活。
You don't live yourself.
因为只有基督能过基督的生活。
Because only Christ can live the life of
Christ. 他在我们里面活。
He lives in us.
所以你我就不必活。
So you and I no longer need to live.
这就是我们的秘诀。
That is our secret.
什么叫做基督在我里面活呢？
What does it mean that Christ lives in me?
这条路不是你来决定的。
You don't determine that way.
这个生活不是你来生活决定的。
You don't determine that.
你不管做什么，
no matter what you do,
你要先问问他。
You need to ask him first.
因为他要这么生活。
Because how he lives.
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
你还记不记得彼得的故事？
Do you remember the story of Peter?
彼得有一次啊，有人要来纳税了。
Peter talked about those who needed to pay tax.
那个税是殿税。
It is the temple tax.
所以有人来说要纳税，问彼得。
And the ones who wanted the tax to be paid, they asked Peter.
先生纳不纳税呀？
Does your master pay tax?
如果他是，如果主是他的主。
If the Lord were indeed his Lord.
如果他的主支配所有的一切的话。
If the Lord arranges everything for him.
他应该说让我问问我的主。
Peter should have said, "Let me ask my Lord."
没有，他马上就说纳。
No, immediately he said yes.
然后主要教训他。
And then the Lord had to
给他看见说，今天他不是为他自己活。
To show him that he was not to live for himself.
做主的门徒是主来做主的。
To be his disciple is for the Lord to be master.
因为既然是殿税。
Because even though it's a temple tax,
就是为了神的家，不是吗？
Isn't it for the Lord's house, God's house?
如果是神的家，当然神的儿子是免税的。
Of course, if it's for God's house, then we should be tax exempt.
外人才要上税的。
Only those Gentiles need to pay tax.
如果主耶稣神的儿子，他怎么可以拿这个税呢？
How should his children pay tax?
但是为着不要触犯他们。
But to not stumble them.
结果呢，他就叫彼得去钓鱼去了。
He told Peter to go fish.
你可以想到那天彼得钓鱼很辛苦、啊、
You probably know that Peter must have suffered.
他一网下去多少鱼他会。
He knows how to cast the net and gave much fish.
现在要钓鱼，而且钓上一条鱼。
But he has to catch only one fish.
那个鱼张开刚好是一个舍克勒。
And as soon as that fish opened its mouth, there's one shekel.
弟兄姊妹，这个怎么办得到呢？
How is that possible?
有那么多条鱼。
So many.
哪一条鱼的嘴巴刚好是一舍克勒呢？
How come there's just one fish that just so happened to
have one shekel? 所以你可以想，他一面钓鱼一面发抖的。
And you probably felt he was trembling as he was fishing for that fish.
主教导他。
The Lord was teaching him.
他应该，他是个大嘴巴。
Because he had a big mouth.
他讲的太多了。
He spoke too much.
他应该让主来说话才是。
He needed the Lord to speak.
到底纳不纳税是主来决定，不是他来决定的。
To pay tax or not to pay tax is not his decision, it's the Lord's decision.
结果他说纳。
But he said pay.
所以现在那个鱼啊，大家叫它彼得鱼。
So now you know that fish is called Peter's fish.
你知道彼得鱼什么样的鱼呢？
You know what kind of fish is Peter's fish?
彼得的鱼啊，因为它小，它这个产卵的时候。
You know that when the fish is brooding the eggs.
然后它把这个卵呢就含在它嘴巴里面。
Brooding the eggs are in the mouth of the fish.
所以彼得的鱼是嘴巴很大的。
So the Peter's fish actually has a very big mouth.
所以它一天到晚呢就含那个卵。
So they are brooding the fish in
the mouth. 然后慢慢的就含那个小鱼。
And then they brood when the eggs become little fish.
它放小鱼出去，马上就把它再含回来。
Many times the fish will swim away, and the mother will grab it
again. 慢慢的，小鱼长大变成空巢了，什么什么什么里面都没有了。
And then when the fish start to grow, then it becomes an empty nest.
这个妈妈的习惯还在那里。
But the mother's habit of still brooding is still
there. 一天到晚还是含个东西。
It's always trying to find something to fill its mouth.
所以今天你如果在家里含啊。
So when you go to the galley,
你如果丢一个 Coca-Cola 的瓶罐的话。
If you throw a
瓶盖的话。
Coke bottle cap.
你看见如果刚好到这个彼得鱼的旁边的话。
If it reaches near a Peter's fish,
它一下就抓住了。
It will grab the bottle cap.
所以你知道，就因为这个习惯的缘故。
Because of its habit.
所以现在呢，需要一个神迹。
So now we need a miracle.
在这么多条鱼里面
，so many among so many fish.
刚刚那有一条鱼是在彼得的附近。
There was one fish by Peter.
不光在彼得的附近
，not only by Peter.
刚好那一个舍克勒刚好从他旁边飘过去。
A shekel was floating beside that fish.
然后刚好要含在了嘴巴里面。
And then that fish grabbed that shekel.
而刚好这个鱼肯上钩的。
And then it was caught by the hook.
弟兄姊妹，你看保罗去彼得学了何等的功课。
See what lesson Peter learned.
在这里，彼得主仿佛。教训彼得说
：“Peter is teaching Paul.
你看
，the Lord is teaching Peter.
你看见你不是像彼得一样是大嘴巴吗
？Aren't you just like that fish, a big mouth?
我们的主没有说，你就说了。
The Lord didn't say anything. Before the Lord could say something, you said something.
如果我们凭着我们来过生活
，If we are to live according to ourselves,
我们都是大嘴巴的基督徒。
We are all big mouth Christians.
主没有说，我们就说了。”
Before the Lord can say something, we speak.
主没有做，我们就做。
Before the Lord can do something, we do.
有的人说圣经没有禁止，所以我们做了。
Many people said the Bible doesn't prevent us from doing that.
如果基督是我们的生命
，But if Christ is our life,
你要问一个问题。
You have to ask a question.
主没有吩咐，主我怎么敢做呢
？If the Lord hasn't told us to do it, do we dare do it?
这个叫做基督是我们的生命。
That is.Christ is our life.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
基督是我们的生命
Christ is our life.
乃是与基督在一起的生命
It is a life with Christ.
是与基督一同活过来的
And then we live with Christ.
也是与基督一同复活的
And we resurrect with Christ.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
他替我们死
He died for us.
我们不必再死
So we no longer need to
他替我们活
He lives for us.
我们不必再活
So we no longer need to live.
让基督在我们里面活着
Allow Christ.To live in
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
结果保罗能够说
Then Paul could say
我活着就是基督
For me to live is Christ
他每一个生命的一举一动
Every single action Every single thing he did
叫人看见基督
Pointed to Christ
基督是一切
Christ is all
又在一切之内
And in all
我们低头祷告
Let us pray
主，我们把这些话继续交在你的手里。
Lord, we want to commit these words further into your hands.
经过一天的疲劳，我们仰望你把这些话深深正定印在我们的深处。
Through this whole day of tiredness, we pray that you would even impress these words in our hearts.
但愿今天晚上的话开我们的眼睛。
May these words tonight open up our eyes.
我们谢谢你这个周末，你要对我们一直的说话。
We thank you for this week of what you are going to speak to us.
我们愿意听见你的话。
We want to hear your word.
也愿意与你在一起。
And we want to be with you.
无论我们醒着睡着，我们都与基督同活。
Whether awake or asleep, we want to live with Christ.
因为你让我们看见基督就是我们的生命。
Because you show us that Christ is our life.
感谢你。
Thank you.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.